USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The storm named Isa Ears is now a post-tropical cyclone, heading into Canada where it's expected to quickly dissipate. But it left at least six people dead in the United States, more than 3 million customers without power still. The storm came ashore Monday in North Carolina as a Category 1 hurricane and then moved up the Mid-Atlantic into the southern New York City area, where in Connecticut over 600,000 utility customers are still without power from the storm. Here's an Eversource Energy spokesman.
We always make outreach to mutual aid and expect to be able to have assistance when we need it.
The official death toll stands at least 100 after a massive explosion rocked Beirut, Lebanon yesterday. The blast blamed on 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate that was being stored at that location for years. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves on offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, themagamall.com. Themagamall.com.
President Trump says he's considering taking executive action on unemployment benefits during the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
I may not have to sign. I mean, progress is being made, as you know, very well on the Hill. We'll see what happens.
The president there at a briefing yesterday telling reporters he is considering an executive order if a deal can't be reached. The enhanced unemployment benefits that were included in the CARES Act expired last week. Negotiations on Capitol Hill are continuing. America's children still dying in hot cars, but for what it's worth, not as often as in the past 2 years. According to child safety website KidsInCars.org, 14 American kids have lost their lives unattended in hot vehicles since the start of this year. They say they figure it's probably the pandemic with people going out and driving less. Stock futures up at this hour amid word that they're making progress towards a new coronavirus stimulus package. And this is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Another artist takes action against President Trump for using his art. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Neil Young has filed a copyright infringement lawsuit against President Trump's re-election campaign, alleging that the musician's songs were used at rallies without Young's permission. The complaint, filed in U.S. District Court, Southern District of New York, alleges that Donald Trump for President used Young's songs Rockin' in the Free World and Devil's Sidekick at numerous campaign events, most recently at the June 20th rally in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The suit states, "This complaint is not intended to disrespect the rights and opinions of American citizens who are free to support the candidate of their choosing." Young's attorney, Robert Besser, wrote that the singer-songwriter is seeking to have Trump barred from using his songs at future events. The suit is also seeking statutory damages.
And the U.S. Census Bureau is stopping its count ahead of schedule. The 2020 census will conclude on September 30th, as officials say they want to crunch the numbers so they can meet a December 31st deadline. But only 6 out of every 10 households in America have been counted so far. The new deadline means there are less than 2 months left to collect that information. You can collect information about us at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.